Lou and I were at a sold-out Western Sydney Stadium at Parramatta, and the Eels, who, like we said, needed a good start this year after a sluggish start last year and missing the eight, well, they've come away with a convincing 26-8 win over Canterbury, and I would think one of the more pleasing aspects for Eels fans will be the performance of hooker Joey Lussick. Joey Lussick's on the line. Joey, how are you going? Congratulations on yesterday.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it was a good win, good way to start the year.
Having the full pre-season with Parramatta this year after we saw you late last year, how much of a difference does that make in terms of getting ready for a new season?
Yeah, it's massive, mate. Obviously, you know, we obviously failed out a bit early last year, so we had a long pre-season back early November, and it was just about getting fit, putting all the hard work in, and obviously getting lots of combos done there with Mitch and Dill and Gutho and all the forwards.
It is only one round. There's 26 rounds to go. So it's overreaction time for everybody on the negative or the positive side. But we're talking before, Joey, and I reckon you and the players would agree that getting off to a good start this year in light of how things started last year and you only just missed the finals is very important for a club like Parramatta. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's important for all clubs, mate. You know, if you get off to a good start, you get some early wins, a bit of good momentum going forward, it's... Not saying anyone wants to drop off, but it's definitely a lot easier to, you know, not be chasing your tail like we were last year in comparison to someone like Penrith who's sort of cruising in a bit towards the finals, if that makes sense.
Joey, congrats on your game yesterday. Well done. You played outstanding and a great win. But what was the message from Brad after the game? I felt like you boys had the game in the bag, and then around about that sort of, when you got out to that 20-point lead, you sort of took your eye off the ball a bit. Was that spoken about after the game?
Oh, he sort of touched on it, but after the game, he doesn't want to sort of talk too much about things. He sort of leaves that to review when we go back into training. But it's obviously something we'll definitely look at during the week and review. But yeah, something you just touched on lightly, but didn't really elaborate on too much.
All right, and what about expectations for you guys this year? Have you had a chat about what your goal is and where you want to be finishing towards the back end? I know everyone's obviously wants to sit in the top eight, but with the side you got on paper, and if you can stay fit and healthy, surely you'll be looking at the top four.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think everyone at the start of the year says, you know, they want to be top eight, they're only playing for a premiership, we're no different. But like you said there, I think the squad we've got at the moment, and if we can keep everyone fit and healthy and no suspensions and like that, I think we're a good chance of giving the top four and the competition a good shake.
Definitely. And Joey, I guess one of the things I noticed yesterday, you had 17 offloads across the whole game. And in particular, you know, I thought your forwards, you know, right from Borlo to Cartwright and Madison, who came on, and Hopgood, some of the ball played through the middle of the park was really stretched the Bulldogs' defence. Was that something that you worked on consciously, or was it just an outcome of running hard?
Yeah, it's not something we sort of say we're going to do. I think it's sort of just the players we have in the team that have the ability to do that. Obviously, we want to do it with a bit of discipline, but if the footy's there and it presents itself, and definitely. And I know being on the receiving end, if you're defending and the team keeps offloading, it really takes the energy out of you. So, you know, we're pretty lucky to be able to play that footy yesterday.
So if that wasn't something that you did consciously, what was the one thing that the team was really happy with after the game?
I think it was probably sort of just the completion and sort of the composure that we played with. Like, yeah, we might have not been, you know, 100% with the execution of what we wanted to do, but I think we completed really high and we're really disciplined about the game plan. And I think if we can execute that in the first couple of early rounds, it goes a long way.
Joey, you've been around the game for a long time. Your big brother Darcy, of course, and little brother Freddie, dad Jason. You've had an unusual sort of situation around your rugby league career because most of it has been played in the English Super League. You started here, I think, one game for Manly. You played a little bit for Parramatta, then went over to Super League, came back for a little while and went back. What's the story there?
Yeah, it's sort of been a bit of a funny trip for myself. I think early on it was sort of just, you know, trying to get a shot, really, I guess. And when I was my young years at Manly, I was sort of behind one of the best Appy Corrissows, really, and he was on fire. And sort of just an opportunity came to go over to Super League and sort of play some consistent football over there, and sort of had an opportunity to come back to Power. And then obviously I was behind Reed Marnie, and then I was a great opportunity to go back to St. Helens, who obviously won four in a row, and I was part of one of them for one of the years. And like you said, it's been a bit of a world trip, but I'm really happy at Parramatta at the moment. You know, there's a great group of boys there. Brad's got plenty of faith in me, and I'm really enjoying myself.
Did you make your debut with Darcy? Was in that team too?
Yeah, we both played on that game, so that was really good. Back in 2016, I think it was.
And also, you're leading the Lussie try scoring tally. You've got three. Freddie's got two, and Darcy has played many more games than you and your brother put together. Has only got one.
And yeah, Charlie has been in the 40-20.
We have a joke about that every now and then at home. It's not too hard to beat at this stage, so hopefully I'll get a few more to go along.
Well, tell us about that 40-20 yesterday. It was a booming kick. It was, I think, more like a 25-20.
Yeah, no, I just obviously just looked up and saw an opportunity, and, you know, Brad's given me a license, and the boys have plenty of faith in me if I have a crack to give it a go, and I executed it well.
Mitch Moses yesterday, such a key player, as you know, elite halfbacks are for every club. And he was compromised yesterday when he felt something in his groin, couldn't run anymore, still catching, passing and kicking. He spoke with Michael Carayannis on our coverage after the game and said it actually started to feel better the longer the game went. Have you had a chance to get any updates on how he's faring after that game?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Mitch is sweet. He's should be good to go for next week.
Penrith next week. And I'm sure to the frustration of Parramatta fans everywhere, if not you as a playing group, that last game after you guys succumbed a little meekly to the Roosters the week before to ruin your finals hopes, you came out and blitzed Penrith in the final round of the season at Panthers Stadium. Parramatta's record against Penrith over the last couple of years, where no one can beat them, is extraordinary. What is it that gets you guys up for this derby game against the Panthers?
Yeah, I guess we actually touched about it a bit not too long ago. It's not necessarily just Penrith, but obviously they're the team at the moment that I guess you know you've got to be up for to be able to compete with them. And that's obviously what we did and what we've been doing the last couple of years. But we've touched on, just like Penrith, you're going to be able to consistently do that for 26 rounds plus finals. So, you know, that's what we're aiming for.
Well, so far, so good. 26-8 win over Canterbury Bankstown yesterday. And what about that crowd? That must be such a great joint to play at when it's full.
Yeah, it is. It's unreal. We've got some unbelievable members and fans, the Parramatta Football Club, and Bulldogs brought plenty as well. And we know they've got a great base as well. It was a packed out Bank West Combank there, and it was amazing to play in front of them. Hopefully we can keep them coming.
And just finally, Joey, we've had some great chats with the Brayley brothers over the years when they've come up against each other and they're sledging on field. And messaging before games has become quite legendary. What happens when you play the Warriors this year?
Yeah, me and Fred have actually been laughing about that a bit lately, but I think both of us will probably go the opposite way and not say too much in case one of us has a shocker or one of us does something and stitches the other one up. So I think I might take that approach. I'm not sure what Fred's going to do, but we'll wait and see.
Well, it seems for the Brayley boys, it's the younger brother, Braden, who is the instigator to a lot of the trash talk.
That'd be Freddie too.
Do you think?
No, to be fair, Fred and Darcy are actually quite quiet. I'm sort of the annoying one in the family. Everyone's always telling me to piss off and shut up. So we'll wait and see how it comes along. I probably won't be able to help myself, so we'll see how we go.